Welcome to episode 18 of John Wesley's Journal, that remarkable book, which is full of gospel teaching and excellent truth, for which I thank the Lord. But we've reached Monday the 7th of January 1740. I left Oxford in the evening. I preached at Burford, the next evening at Malmesbury on Wednesday the 9th. I once more described the exceeding great and precious promises at Bristol. Monday, February the 4th, I came to Reading and met with a few still hungering and thirsting after righteousness. A few more I found at Windsor in the evening. The next afternoon I reached London. Wednesday the 6th, I went to the poor young man who lay under sentence of death. Of a truth, God has begun a good work in his soul. One of the things we find here in these pages is how easy it was to get yourself hung in Wesley's time. We'll have an account in this shortly of some men who were hung for stealing £30. In fact, this is this young man, I think, and was hung for it. But Wesley was so keen to speak to people who were about to die and to tell them the gospel. And we have these accounts of these people who were saved just before death. And how thankful we are to God for that. So Wednesday the 6th, I went to the poor young man who lay under sentence of death. Of a truth, God has begun a good work in his soul. Oh, maybe it be brought to perfection. I think it was the next time I was there that the ordinary of Newgate came to me and with much vehemence told me he was sorry I should turn dissenter from the Church of England. I told him if it was so, I did not know it, at which he seemed a little surprised and offered at something by way of proof, but which needed not a reply. Our 20th article, that'll be from the 39 Articles of the Church of England, our 20th article defines a true church, a congregation of faithful people wherein the true word of God is preached and the sacraments duly administered. According to this account, the Church of England is that body of faithful people or holy believers in England among whom the pure word of God is preached and the sacraments duly administered. Yet Wesley knows that many, many ministers in the Church of England weren't preaching that truth, and it's even worse today where terrible things are being blessed in the Church of England. She's forgotten and forsaken the truth of the gospel and the word of God and the Bible. The Bible is the word of God. Things were bad in Wesley's day, but they're much worse now. So Wesley says that a true church is a congregation of faithful people wherein the true word of God is preached and the sacraments duly administered. He goes on to say, who then are the worst dissenters from this church? 1. Unholy men of all kinds, swearers, Sabbath breakers, drunkards, fighters, whoremongers, liars, revilers, evil speakers, the passionate, the gay, the lovers of money, the lovers of dress or of praise, the lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. All these are dissenters of the highest sort, continually striking at the root of the church, and themselves belonging in truth to no church but to the synagogue of Satan. 2. Men unsound in the faith, those who deny the scriptures of truth, those who deny the Lord that bought them, those who deny justification by faith alone or the present salvation which is by faith, these also are dissenters of a very high kind, for they likewise strike at the foundation, and were their principles universally to obtain, there could be no true church upon earth. Lastly, those who unduly administer the sacraments, who, to the instance, but in one point, administer the Lord's Supper to such as have neither the power nor the form of godliness. These two are gross dissenters from the Church of England, and should not cast the first stone at others. And I would comment in this day and age, try to get into a church where they preach the word of God. There's no point in being in a church where they deny the word of God and when the minister isn't a believer. But try to be in a church that teaches the word of God faithfully, where the man expounds the scriptures and explains the Bible to people. Now we're going to return to the young man that Wesley witnessed to, who he believed had become a Christian and is about to die the following day. What the wonderful thing about this is, this was a young man who'd actually, Wesley was raising money for a school in Kingswood in Bristol, and this young man had stolen £30 from the proceeds, a lot of money, and he was sentenced to death because of that. Wesley had clearly forgiven him, And also Wesley had gone on to lead him to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is wonderful, excellent, wonderful Christian example. And of course, the man himself found the Lord Jesus, his sins were forgiven, and he was saved by the grace of God. So Tuesday the 12th, the young man who was to die the next day gave me a paper, part of which was as follows. As I am to answer to God, the God of justice and truth, before whom I am to appear naked tomorrow, I came to Bristol with a design to go abroad, either as a surgeon or in any other capacity that was suiting. It was there that I unfortunately saw Mr. Ramsay. He told me after one or two interviews that he was in the service of Mr. John Wesley, and that he would introduce me to him, which he did. I cannot but say I was always fond of the doctrine that I had heard from him. However, unhappily, I consented with Mr. Ramsay, and I believe between us we might have taken more than £30 out of the money collected for the building the school in Kingswood. I acknowledge the justice of God in overtaking me for my sacrilege, in taking that money which was devoted to God. But he, I trust, has forgiven me this, and all my sins, washing them away in the blood of the Lamb, William Snowd. We'll meet William Snowd in glory. Praise God. We're just sinners, but we're saved by grace if we know the Lord Jesus. Monday, March the 3rd, 1740. We left Reading and on Wednesday the 5th came to Bristol. It was easy to observe here in how different a manner God works now from what he did last spring. He then poured along like a rapid flood, overwhelming all before him, whereas now he deigns his influence to infuse secret refreshing as the silent dews. Oh, would that God would pour along like a rapid flood in our countries today. Convictions sink deeper and deeper. Love and joy are more calm, even and steady, and God, in many, is laying the axe to the root of the tree, who can have no rest in their spirits till they are fully renewed in the image of God, in righteousness and true holiness.